Michigan on November 8th, correct? I would like to introduce Pastor Kent Clark, the CEO of Grace Center of Hope. It's the oldest and largest homeless shelter in the state of Michigan.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, creator of heaven and earth and all things therein, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we pray with the weeping prophet Jeremiah that you be not as a man astonished, a stranger in our land. We know our iniquities as a nation testify against us. Many of us this afternoon clearly understand why you are not speaking to us. And we know that there could be no worse judgment that could befall America than to be a nation left to be the plaything of malignant forces. There is no situation more painful than watching the lingering agony of an exhausted country, seeing all symptoms of vitality disappear one by one until nothing is left but coldness, darkness, and corruption. Since you've been gone and without your forming hand, we have degenerated into chaos. Our president has declared us not to be one nation under God and turned his back on Israel. Some of us here this afternoon do not wear that as a badge of honor, but of shame. Things just have not been the same since you've been banned from America. We should have never put you out of our schools. Since we outlawed your commandments, your school book, our children have lost a sense of character, principle, and morality. Since you've been gone, we have been teaching our children that they are nothing more than the accidental formation of gas and dust, and that they have no real purpose in life. While you've been gone, we have tried to substitute for you the multiplicity of material things, and our children have not been able to cope with the pains of life. They have no point of reference, and they are killing themselves and one another. Since you've been gone, they are empty, lonely, and love-deprived. Now we are a nation struggling with a pharmacia epidemic. Since you've been gone, life has lost its sacredness, and we do the most barbaric commerce with baby parts. Well, Lord, since you've been gone, the institution of marriage, the family, the building block of a solid society, the glue that holds society together has disintegrated. Dear God, since you've been gone, men and women have lost their sense of parenthood, and we have 800,000 children in America without a mother or father. Since you've been gone, the state has been attempting to be a parent, and it's not working. Lord, since you've been gone, our prisons have filled, and our churches and synagogues are emptied. Dear God, many here this afternoon would like to invite you back. Please keep us from ruin. We know that a sparrow does not fall to the ground without your notice, and we know that a nation cannot rise without your aid. We know this afternoon that the spiritual weapons of this great nation are our most powerful resource in peace and war. Our confidence this afternoon is not in big government, but in a big God. If you will accept our invitation to revisit America, we promise we will never again disengage ourselves from the culture in which we live. We have learned our lesson. We will not leave the soul of America to the federal government. We know that America's vitality is her people, that a country where the people rule must be a godly country. Visit us with your spirit so we can learn to be servants of others, volunteers, and contributors who make a difference by our action. We have learned our lesson that entitlement programs do not work, and big government passing out welfare checks has failed to solve the social ills that plague us. Bless Donald Trump and Mike Pence. We thank you that in your providence you have raised them up and brought them to the kingdom for such an hour as this. Speak to this nation through them, we pray. Bless and protect our men and women in the armed forces around the world, and the men and women in blue that protect us from the lawless. hold back the enemies of liberty. God bless America. Amen.
By the way, Grace Center of Hope is right here in Oakland County, and it's completely privately funded. No government money. They do great work.